now to a selection of news articles from around the world. From the 10-year-old girl who conquered one of the world's most notorious rock faces to space holidays for rich tourists, here are some of the stories that caught our eyes this month.
Ubisoft launches game inspired by Brexit, France. French game developer Ubisoft has caused a stir in the British press with the new installment of its popular hacker series, Watch Dogs, out 6 March 2020. Presented at this year's E3 video game conference, Watch Dogs Legion reveals a dystopian vision of post-Brexit London. An oppressive surveillance state has taken hold of the capital, and police brutality is rife. Although Ubisoft chief Alf Condelius has said that being overtly political is bad for business, the Independent newspaper says that Legion seems to make no secret of addressing the issues that helped contribute to Brexit and the chaos that could result from the UK leaving the EU.
Girl 10 conquers El Capitan, USA. El Capitan is the world's most notorious rock face, 900 metres of sheer granite above Yosemite National Park. But a 10-year-old Colorado girl has just scaled it, the youngest person to have achieved the feat. Accompanied by her dad, a climbing guide, and another adult, Saleh Schneiter, spent 5 days on the rock face climbing a challenging route called the Nose in small bites, one pitch at a time. Only 1.3 metres tall, Saleh mostly made her way up by jumaring, climbing up a fixed rope laid by her father with the help of special clamps called jumars. Fewer than 10 people have ever ascended the Nose by free climbing, that is, using their hands and feet while attached to a rope purely for protection. In 2017, Alex Honnold became the first person to scale El Capitan without ropes or safety equipment.
India's population takes off. In just 8 years, India will surpass China to become the most populous nation on Earth, a new UN study says. China has long been the world's most populous country, but despite the ending of its one-child policy in 2016, its population has stagnated, while India's has boomed. Together, China and India now account for 36% of the world population. Looking further ahead to 2050, half of humanity will be living in just 9 countries, almost all of them in the developing world, with Nigeria predicted to become the 3rd most populous nation ahead of the USA.
Dutch say no to Hell's Angels, the Netherlands. The Hell's Angels Motorcycle Club has been completely banned from the Netherlands because of its culture of violence. The verdict by Dutch judges makes the Netherlands the first country to ban the entire club, and not just some of its branches, called chapters. Founded in the 1940s in California, USA, the Hell's Angels is one of the world's most powerful clubs, with 470 chapters in 56 countries.
Space station may open to tourists, USA. NASA says it will open up the International Space Station from 2020 to tourists tempted by the idea of a month-long holiday 408 kilometers above Earth. Tickets won't be cheap, however. The cost of a 30-night stay on the ISS will be about $35,000 a night per astronaut, says NASA's finance chief, Jeff DeWitt. But it won't come with any Hilton or Marriott points. Nor does it include transport, which will either be by Elon Musk's SpaceX company and its Dragon capsule, or by Boeing, which is building a spacecraft called the Starliner. For that, you'll need an extra $52 million.